This is Ozarks at Large. Already, cases of the flu are being reported to the Arkansas Department of Health as that department gears up for the 2018-19 flu season. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, this year's vaccine is expected to be more effective than the one last year in Arkansas, which was the deadliest flu season for the state in three decades.
Call your drugstore pharmacist. Call Corbell Steps out of the pharmacy lab on Dixon Street to deliver a flu shot to a customer in an adjacent private room. A jar of lollipops sit on the tabletop for those who don't cry. Corbell says he's seeing earlier than normal demand for flu shots this season.
We are. We haven't dispensed a lot of the medication Tamiflu, which is what is actually used to treat an active case of flu, so we haven't received a lot of prescriptions for that. So that's good so far. But yes, we do recommend that patients do get their flu shots as soon as possible, especially in light of the early cases that we've seen this year.
Aside from a little soreness, the vaccine injected into the upper arm, he says, is well tolerated. Most insurance covers the cost of a flu shot with no copay. Cash payment at Collier Drugs around $37. For uninsured and low-income, county health clinics provide free influenza vaccinations. For example, the Bates Outreach Clinic in Springdale and the Washington County Health Clinic on Wimberley in Fayetteville. Last week, the Arkansas Department of Health held a press conference where state epidemiologist Dr. Dirk Haslow warned the 2018-19 flu season startup is unusually active.
Well, we put on that press conference primarily because last year was a very bad year, and we wanted not to repeat that. We wanted people to have plenty of time to get their shots in time to be protected this year. We have seen some earlier cases this year than we normally see, higher numbers at this point in time in the season as compared to last year. But, you know, the season hasn't hit in force yet, for sure. What we would like people to do is to just not wait, and you know, if they find the opportunity to get a vaccine, they should take it now.
Last year in Arkansas, 227 people died from complications due to influenza, including five children, the deadliest season since the Arkansas Health Department started keeping records. Haslow is urging all Arkansans to get a flu shot, which will protect against four virus strains, he says.
There are four primary strains of the flu that are circulating each season, two different influenza A strains. One is H3 and the other is H1, and two different B strains that just have proper names. What we're seeing in the U.S. and worldwide is H1N1 being the dominant strain circulating at this point in time, and that's probably what will end up being the dominant strain this season. Thankfully, the influenza vaccine has that in it, and it appears to be a good match. So we are definitely encouraging people to get their shot this year.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, 34 million Americans were sickened by flu last year. 710,000 had to be hospitalized, and 56,000 died. The CDC says more people die each year from flu complications than from all vaccine-preventable diseases combined. Experts attribute last season's higher than normal death toll to a less effective vaccine.
Right. You know, every year, researchers and flu experts around the world meet in Switzerland at the World Health Organization, and they decide what is going to be incorporated in the next year's flu vaccine. And most years they get it right, about 70% of the time. Last year it was not a great pick. What ended up circulating in the Northern Hemisphere was not very closely related to what was in the vaccine, so it was not a good match. Most of the time the scientists get it right, and it looks like this year that they have done so.
The influenza virus is highly contagious, experts say, spread through coughing and sneezing, as well as contact with virus-laden surfaces. The flu bug attaches to nasal passages and throats moving into the respiratory tract. Symptoms may include feverish chills, sore throat, body aches, extreme fatigue, headache, and runny nose. The illness runs its course, usually within 2 weeks. But children and elders are most at risk for complications. Counter to rumors, the flu vaccine does not cause the flu, takes 1 to 2 weeks to start working, and prevents the flu in as many as 90% of healthy people under age 65, depending upon the vaccine. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to learn more about public school flu clinics as well as public health mask clinics, you can visit our link at ozarksatlarge.com.